From Spark and Anvil and Numberverse, this is Weld, in Chapter 1 of the Numberverse cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Weld grew up at a forge, joining metal, and she learned about numbers from the way a bar of iron could be cut apart and joined back to exactly what it had been. Her family were smiths in the river town of Cinder, and their trade was iron bars, cutting them to length and welding shorter pieces back into longer ones. A bar of iron 8 hand spans long could be cut into a 5 and a 3, or a 6 and a 2, or a 7 and a 1, and any of those pieces, welded back together, made 8 again, not a fingernail more or less. The iron did not lose itself in the cutting. 8 was 8, however you split it. Weld's job from a young age was to make up lengths. A customer wanted a bar of 10 spans, and the forge had a bar of 8. Weld's task was to find the missing 2 and weld it on. She grew so quick at it that she stopped thinking of 10 as a thing you counted to, and started thinking of it as a thing you completed. 8 wants 2, 6 wants 4, 9 wants 1. Every number under 10 had a partner it needed to reach 10, and she knew all of them by feel. "A number's never just itself," her uncle told her, hammer resting. "It's all the ways it comes apart. Learn a number by its pieces, and it'll never surprise you. And learn which piece each number needs to make 10. That's the pair worth knowing above all others."
Weld's given name was Isolde, but she had been called Weld since she was 10, when a wheelwright needed a bar of exactly 13, and the forge had only a 9. Isolde said, 9 wants 1 to make 10, and then 3 more makes 13. Welded on a 4 and had it right the first time. That one welds numbers in her head, the wheelwright said, and the name stayed. She came to see arithmetic as cutting and joining. Any number could be broken into a bond, 2 parts that made it, and the trick of every hard sum was to break one number into the friendly part and the rest. Adding 8 and 5 looked hard, but 5 was really a 2 and a 3, and 8 wanted that 2 to make 10. So 8 and 5 was 8 and 2 and 3, which was 10 and 3, which was 13, and the hard sum had quietly become an easy one. She had not added anything or taken anything away. She had only cut the 5 in a clever place.
An academy smith came to Cinder for tools and found Weld teaching an apprentice to make up a length by way of 10, and he set down his order, because bridging through 10 was the very thing his students learned by rote and never understood. "You are decomposing numbers," he said. "Number bonds, making 10. We teach it, and children think it is a trick with no reason. You do it because the iron taught you it was true." Weld had never wanted to leave the forge, but she liked the thought of children learning it the way she had, as real, not as a rule. She has taught number bonds for 7 years.
Weld begins each year with a soft clay bar the children can pinch into. "Break 8," she says, and the children pinch it. "A 5 and a 3, a 6 and a 2. And she writes each break as a bond. 8 is 5 and 3. 8 is 6 and 2. "Every one of these is 8," she says. "You didn't lose any. A number is all the ways it comes apart." Then she teaches the pair that matters most. She lines up the numbers under 10 and asks each one, "What do you want to make 10? 8 wants 2, 7 wants 3, 6 wants 4. And the children chant the bonds of 10 until they know them cold. Finally, she shows them the payoff. She writes 8 plus 5 and says, "Hard? Break the 5 where 8 wants it. 8 wants 2. 5 is 2 and 3. So 8 and 2 makes 10, and 3 more makes 13. The children watch a scary sum fall apart into a friendly one and see that they never added a single extra thing. They only cut in the right place.
A boy named Rue stayed after, turning the clay bar over, and said the strange part was that the hard sum hadn't gotten easier, so much as it had gotten smaller, like it had been cut down into a step he could actually take. Welt sat with him at the cool end of the bench. She said that was exactly it, and that it was true of more than sums. A big welt looks impossible until you cut it into the one small join you can make right now, she said. Then you make that join and the next, and the impossible thing is done, and you never lift it more than one piece at a time. Ruth thought about the 13 that had come apart into a 10 and a 3, into a step he could stand on, and felt the specific steadiness of a hard thing turning in his hands into a manageable first move. Weld is warm, deliberate, and cannot see a number without idly noticing what it would need to make 10. She still goes back to Cinder when the forge is busy, and she still makes up lengths in her head faster than anyone with a measuring rod, and she still thinks 10 is the friendliest number there is.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Weld. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.